All right, we're late. We're late starting this goddamn show because I had started it. Then all of a sudden, something popped up on the screen of my iPhone. It looked like my fucking iPad was talking to me. It looked like I had left it somewhere. And no, I hadn't. But it wasn't even a notification for my iPad. It was something else. All right, so welcome to our Tuesday show. Today we're going to have Dr. Ed Elcott, right? Yes, this is Dr. Ed Elcott, Phil, and I'm going to be talking to you and to, who's the other asshole?
Asshole? My name is General Galen.
I'm sorry, yes, General Shaw. Forgive me, I'm now, the man's name is Elon Nutt. The man's name is Elon Musk. Elon Musk, all right. This Mr. Monk, and I lost 100 followers. I don't care ultimately because I have no ego over such trivialities. But still and all, you wonder if Mr. Monk isn't punishing people for disloyalty or freedom of thought. Now you have a verification on Twitter, don't you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, Phil got verified, and we don't know how. Yeah, how did you get verified?
I got verified, man. I was considered to be bitchin'. You know, I'm a bitchin' guy. Well, that kind of thing, you know, why aren't I verified? This is the thing I'm wondering about me, Ed Elcott.
Well, why aren't I? But the bigger question is why I'm not verified. Well, I don't care. I agree with what Morgan Murphy said. Verification.
Now, who's Morgan Murphy?
Morgan Murphy's a writer. She's a comedy writer. She's a very funny comedy writer. Wrote for Two Broke Girls. I mean, she's done a lot of stuff.
You done?
Yeah.
All right. Morgan Murphy said that verification artificially inflates people's opinion. It artificially inflates someone's position. People take people seriously if they have the blue check mark. Would you say that, Phil?
I think that's true, yeah.
Would you be willing to give up your blue check mark?
I'd give up my blue check mark if I could make sure that nobody's going to impersonate me. Now, according to Mr. Monk, I mean, see, the name is Elon Musk. Why aren't we talking about me? You guys going to go out and vote tomorrow? Did you vote, did you pre-vote or early vote or whatever the fuck? I early voted. I filled out my envelope, man. I went down. I put it in the thing.
This is Dr. Ed Elcott.
And my vote's going to motherfucking count. And, I'm not one of these guys who believes that there's voter fraud, but I know there's a lot of people who claim that there is. There's no fucking, proof of it. But nonetheless, vote, okay? Jesus fucking Christ. Otherwise, you can't complain, yeah? All right, I got to turn this heater off.
Thunder?
Test 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Ed, you,
Yes, of course. Almighty One. Oh, okay. Well, we're about ready to start the program, Ed. Let's see. No, I don't want that goddamn thing. Get out of here. I don't use Safari anymore. Fuck you, Safari. Fuck off, Safari. The long-neglected water system in Marin City is one of the most vulnerable to climate-driven flooding in the entire Bay Area. This is according to KQED Television. Lily Tomlin's trending. What's up with Lily? What'd you do, Lily? Let me see. What? What is this? Lily Tomlin, Joan. God, I hope she's okay. Man invented language to satisfy his deep need to complain. Kathy Griffin calling Liza Minnelli pretending to be Lily Tomlin in a mood. The video of Lily Tomlin and her dog Tess for pure instant joy. Well, Lily Tomlin hasn't been on Saturday Night Live for 40 years. Why is she trending? The trouble with the rat race is even if you win, you're still a rat. Lily Tomlin. Very good. That is very good. It makes me so happy that Ruth Buzzy is trending for no other reason than she and Lily Tomlin are the best. Oh, great. Thank God. I know the Ruth Buzzy had a stroke. Lily Tomlin, when she can't... What? This is kind of a cute dance she did is this Dick Cavett? She was doing her, she looked pretty hot doing it too. She was doing a dance, like a high school dance. I thought she looked hot. You know, I know that she's not, she's not that kind of, but anyway. Why is Lily Tomlin trending? Because they wanted to host Saturday Night Live. Okay. Okay, good. All right, man, so let me go back to Dr. Ed Elcott here. Dr. Ed Elcott. Yes, this is Dr. Ed Elcott. We can wade into the Twitter thing. I think we can do that. Let me see here. Okay, testing 1, 2, 3. Jesus Christ, that sounds like shit, man. That's pretty good. Please, that one, man. Stranger Danger by, I don't know the name of this band. Thelma and Louise. All right, 1, 2, 3, 4. Hello, this is...